You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah.
I have to wonder if Prince Harry and Meghan considered each other replaceable. There is a rumor going around that they are going to spend some time apart. Hasn't been confirmed by anybody that I know of. But we saw the story yesterday, and there was one line that jumped out at us that we wanted to do a segment about. So this is not a segment about Harry and Meghan. We wish those crazy kids well. But this source was talking about how Harry said he didn't feel like he fit in Meghan's acting world. They referred to it as the tacky Tinseltown world. But then they said he, quote, needs to find himself, end quote. Now, I've heard this expression for years when people are going their separate ways, and it's a struggle to try to come up with some sort of phrase that explains why somebody wants out of a relationship, because sometimes people, they don't want to be cruel, but they just need to end the relationship. And so, of course, there's always the classic, it's not you, it's me. And then there's the, I need to find myself. The beauty of this phrase is that who can question it? It's like how we've talked about if somebody's going to miss work and they call and they just say, I've got a family emergency.
Okay.
No one can question that. You don't pry. You're like, oh, my goodness. Well, please take care of what you need. Right. It's like the catch-all phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, Jeremy, if I need to find myself is one of those phrases. Who can really question it? A, what the hell does it really mean?
Well, that's my thing. What does that mean? What goes into finding yourself?
Well, you tell me. I don't know
what that means. I'm in a total disadvantage where I've been with somebody for 20 years, two decades, and if I need to find myself, I just go to the basement for a few, you know? So I don't know what that means out in the world of just being with somebody for a short amount of time or just dating. So I truly am at a disadvantage. I guess that means you need to go away for a while.
Or forever.
Not necessarily.
You might actually be the poster child of someone who needs to find themselves. I bet it's more likely to be couples that are together longer than shorter periods of time. And I'm just spitballing here, so don't take anything personally. I'm just talking here.
No, yeah.
But what about couples that have been together for 20 years and their lives have melded into each other so much that they tend to, in some cases, not all, tend to lose their own identity because now they are just one of a set.
You're
right?
Just a blob. You're a blob of a human.
You're kind of one of a set. You're a set of two, and your identity has melded with that other person. And so I could see how somebody who's in a 20-year relationship could say, I need to find myself, meaning I have just become one of a team, and I don't know who I personally am anymore. Does that make sense?
Sure does. Yeah, absolutely. So then
I'm
again,
not saying you would ever do that or say that, but I could see it more for long-term couples.
I guess you could
couples.
See it either way. Yeah, you explained it nicely. Absolutely. So again, then what does that mean? Do I just go away for, you know, counseling for a little bit of time? Do I need a hotel room for a week? Do you go on a guy's trip or a girl's trip to find yourself?
You're not
yourself?
Finding yourself, I think, if you're going out on a trip with your friends.
I mean, does finding yourself truly mean that the relationship is over, you're done, you're ready to move on? Or are you actively pursuing something to make you a better person?
Look, I have
an outside perspective.
I've never used the term before. I've never said I need to find myself. But I would, just thinking out loud here, I would think if it's a weekend or a week, then you're not finding yourself. To me, finding yourself is a fairly long-term commitment. It's not something that can be done in 72 hours. It's like,
so is this just signing up for therapy for months? Or
I got to find myself. I know I set myself around here somewhere.
Where could
I
be? If I were me, where would I be?
And I know we're going to hear from some listeners on this, which is what we want, at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I would love to see how our listeners interpret I need to find myself.
Yeah, walk us through this. Have you said it to somebody? Has somebody said it to you? And then what went down?
Or have you never even really given it a lot of thought, but now we're forcing you to think about it because that's what we do on this show. We like for you to laugh, and we also like for you to think about things. We like to do both. And so in a relationship, how do you interpret, I need to find myself? The cynical side of me immediately says, I need to find myself, really means I need to find someone else.
I need to find myself with somebody else, yeah.
I need to find myself with someone else. That's what the cynic in me says. There could very well be people who are very legit about just wanting to work on themselves.
Right.
But really what that means is they're maybe looking for a better connection elsewhere. We have Julie who wrote in. She's a Mindbender Club member, and she wrote in and she goes, I had to laugh because I just used those words at the first of the year. After 11 years with my partner, I felt I was almost invisible, so I told him I needed to find myself. It's been several months, and I now can't see me ever getting back with him. What I've learned is that I'm a much more valuable person than they ever gave me credit for. I was just afraid to step out and find that out. Anyway, thank you for talking about this. And here comes the self-serving part, but I can't help it. She wrote it, so I'm going to read it. She goes, thank you for talking about this. I think it's an important discussion, and that's one reason I really love my boys in the morning.
Well, oh, Julie, that's beautiful. That. That's very
kind
nice.
Words. So wow. She needed to find herself because she didn't feel... She said, I felt like I was invisible.
Total opposite. Here's Abby that just sent a quick text. She says, hi, my morning dudes. It just means you need a hobby. Quit being so serious. And I thought about that, too, before we went to break, like finding myself. Do I just need to find not another person, but just something that I can call my own?
Sure, that's possible.
You know, like getting into Civil War trivia and smoking meats. That's what all guys do, right? And all the women start collecting all the garden stuff, and they start doing their garden, you know? So it's like it's almost like you need something that's yours.
Who wrote that in, by the way? Who said
Abby.
That? So the only thing I would say to Abby, first of all, thank you for your opinion. I appreciate that. But it is very easy to get inside your bubble, and because your world is ideal, then you just project that to everyone else. But not everyone is living in your bubble, and not everyone is in a perfect world. And they probably don't need just a hobby. They need to get out of a situation, or at least look at their situation from a different angle. It doesn't necessarily mean, I guess, that they have to break up, but maybe they just need to come at it from a different angle. So I wouldn't be so quick to tell people, oh, you just need a hobby.
Right. It could be an aspect of it, though. It could be 50%
sure.
of people just need a hobby.
Totally.
Get
could
into puzzles,
be.
And then the other 50% truly want somebody else in their life. You don't
puzzles.
Know.
Let's grab some calls. Well, we had the message from Julie. Here's another Julie. Hi, Julie. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Hey. Hi, what do you have to say about somebody needing to find themselves?
Well, I think, of course, people are going to use anything they want as a cop-out, so it could be a cop-out, but I think that it is legit in the sense of if people have been programmed from the very beginning of, like, how you act, how you behave, what you should like, what you shouldn't, you know, like Prince Harry, like, they will probably get into a relationship where that they're fitting some sort of thing of expectations of how they should behave.
That is truly so spot on. I didn't think about that with him. He has been programmed to be a particular person, and
wow.
That truly
yeah.
might not be him in his case.
That's really
you know?
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
From
Julie,
birth.
I think that is well
from
said.
From birth, yeah.
We're very well said. Thank you for the call.
Alan wrote
like
in.
This this stuff, because our listeners are damned wise. That's why I like
you're not
going
to like this one, then. Alan texted and said, find myself is a nice way of saying I do want a guy's weekend, but I'm too afraid to come out and just say it. You don't want a breakup. You just need some fun. I need to go find
myself. You know
myself.
What I would do? I would reserve the line, I need to find myself, for bigger things than just a guy's weekend. You don't want to waste it.
It's too powerful, huh?
It's too powerful for a guy's weekend. You need it for a bigger
myself.
Thing. Yeah. Here's Leslie. Leslie, what do you think about it?
Well, you know, I think about just finding yourself, like physically, mentally, getting rid of friends that are toxic, getting rid of relationships family-wise that are toxic, that just damage you, and you, when you finally see it, then you just have to find yourself.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that sounds
and
legit.
Here's along those lines, Leslie, listen to what Michelle texted in. She goes, I think people mean they need to find something that fulfills them. They might be in a good relationship, but they don't understand why they don't feel complete happiness. Both of you, very well said, because it could be when you need to find yourself, it has nothing to do with ending the relationship. It just is like the relationship can't be 100% of my life. I need another life outside
of
that.
Back to the hobbies.
Well, it could be a hobby,
it be.
Or it could just be something
a
that
career
you,
change, anything.
It could be.
Purpose, yes, job.
A purpose.
Purpose. Need a purpose.
An Etsy page, you know, something. Get onto Pinterest.
You know what? I'm glad you called, Leslie. Thank you for your time today and for your words of wisdom. We appreciate it.
You guys, I work early now. I don't get to hear you every morning, so it bums me out.
Oh, that's a bummer. Well, thank you for making the effort this morning.
Well, we got podcasts, you know,
I get
Leslie.
Going early. I get to go on later today, so yay.
Yay for you.
Thank you for being on the show. You have a great day. We appreciate you taking the time. All right, what else we got here? Gabrielle says, I think I need to find myself has no timeline, but I definitely think it takes more than a week.
I think that I agree with that.
You can't just
take a little bit of while. A little bit.
She says, I think it does mean the end of a relationship because you're truly happy with who you're with and about your mind. Yeah. She says, if you're truly happy, your mind wouldn't go there. But Gabrielle, I have to respectfully disagree with that. It could be that the relationship needs to, you know, we need to grow and evolve. You don't want to just stay stagnant, and that includes in your relationship. But I don't think it has to mean the end of a relationship. It could just mean we need to talk about doing things a little bit differently so that we can continue to be happy.
It's the whole
together.
Spice it up thing a little bit, yeah.
Well, sure, but it doesn't even have to be spiced up in terms of like the traditional way we think of spicing
like
up a relationship.
Adventures even, going on to, like, you know, an adventure together or something.
And I think traditionally we like to imagine spicing up a relationship as something sexual or something like that, but it could just be
a cooking class. You know?
Yeah, or things that I need to go do by myself occasionally, and that is finding yourself.
I think there's little mini finding yourselves too, because I know, like, you know, in my case, when we have been with somebody for so long and you have kids and stuff, finding yourself could truly just be an afternoon alone at Target or Walmart or running errands by yourself. I think there's little mini finding yourselves throughout the month, honestly.
Sure.
I don't think it needs to be, I mean, yes, it can be these month long ones, but the mini ones I think work too.
And I know we've got people listening who are completely connected at the hip, and it works for them. Fine.
It does.
But
I love
would
it.
Say,
I
but
love
I would,
it.
But I would say there are many cases where connected at the hip is not healthy for those particular people.
That could be toxic too, for sure.
So you just have to know, you know, what's right for you and right for your partner.